Good morning. This Sunday, 10 years ago, America was attacked. Today, we pause to reflect and remember together. Nearly 3,000 people died that day, Americans and others, including 69 members of our federal family. At this time, 10 years ago, the Twin Towers were in flames. Our fellow public servants, New York's bravest, were heading towards the fire, many to their deaths. Scripture says, there is no greater love than this, to lay down one's life for another. At 9:37, the Pentagon was hit, just 1.7 miles from where we now stand. It is 9:37 now, and I would ask you to please join me in a moment of silence for 69 seconds, one for each colleague lost in our federal family that day. Thank you. The aftermath of 9/11 was a moment of unity for Americans and for that great reach of humanity that believes, as we believe, in tolerance of all people and respect for human dignity. We gather today to reaffirm those values. We've reorganized our government to keep our country and our world safe for those values. And we're thankful for the men and women in uniform and all federal civilians who keep us safe, intelligence agents, law enforcement officers, prosecutors, TSA officers, and the family of staffers who support them, human resources, IT, accounting, and many others. Together, we are all part of the extraordinary experiment in freedom and self-governance and service to others that we call America. As President Lincoln reminded us at Gettysburg, it is the efforts of those living and dead who pursue a noble cause that consecrates a place and time. The world will little note what we say in their memory, but long remember the bright cause they cared for and what we do to carry their flame forward. Nowhere is it set in stone that our Constitution will endure forever. It endures because it is carved in something far more enduring than stone: the hearts of every American. Together, heart strong and true, we, the people, keep its noble purpose and aim alive so that the government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth. Thank each of you for your service. God bless you. God bless the victims of 9/11, and bring peace to all who mourn them. And may God continue to bless the United States of America. It is now my honor to introduce to you Ms. Shauna James, who is Director of Executive Resources at the Department of Homeland Security. She has 25 years of federal service, and she will be singing a song for us this morning, God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Thank you each for coming this morning. Please be safe this weekend as you carry forward this memorial on this very important 10-year anniversary. Thank you for your service. God bless you. Thank you.